Hello. I just thought I'd do a little audio book because I'm really annoyed. Had a bit of an argument with my boyfriend last night. Because I think he's reckless. I think is what it is. And the thing is, I'm a total thrill seeker. Don't get me wrong. Like, I've jumped out of planes. I've bungee jumped. I am a thrill seeker myself, but. You know when someone does something that's so stupid and you think, God, you're risking so much just to do that for no reason. I mean, I'm probably a total hypocrite. But after 3, nearly 4 really long months, my boyfriend got his cast off his leg yesterday. And rather than going home and resting up because his back is still bad, he decided to go for a drive in his car. Because he had his cast off, and the thing is, he hasn't driven for nearly 4 months. He literally, within an hour of having his cast off, he was in the car driving around, and I'm just like, God, it's been 4 months. If you have a crash, first of all, you won't be insured, you total idiot, because you're still under medical care, so your insurance will be void. And second of all, like, I just really don't want him to hurt himself again. It's been so long. It's been 4 months, nearly. Like, next week it'll be 4 months dead on. And I'm like, it's been so long. Please don't hurt yourself anymore. And, like, we had this big argument, and he said I was being, like, overprotective and that I needed to calm down. It wasn't that important. It wasn't serious. And I'm like, it's serious to me. Do you know? It just makes me really angry because, like, I care about him so much, and 4 months is a long time to care for someone who's really sick and who pushes you away because they're sick. And if he'd have had an accident, I actually don't know what I would have done apart from gone up there and strangled him to death. I mean, I don't know. We've had like a big fight about it, and like I slept on it. And I'm still really annoyed at him because after our argument, he went out and got in the car and drove off again. And I'm just like, why, for the sake of leaving it like a week until you're back is better to the point where, your painkillers are reduced and stuff like that. Like, for the sake of that, why is he jeopardizing, not just his safety, but really, like, I don't know, I just feel like it shows a bit of a lack of care for me. Maybe I'm being a bit over sensitive about it, but I just think it's been such a long time. I really don't want him to get hurt. And he's going out taking stupid risks the second he gets better. It's just really annoying. It's just really, like, upset me quite a lot. The thing is, we share a lot of friends. Like, actually, we share pretty much all of our friends. So I don't really like to talk to them about it because I don't want them to feel like they're dragged in the middle of it. So I've recorded in an audio boo to verbalise my annoyance. And that's it, really. I hope you're all better than I am.